403, North Richmond in Syracuse.
403, I got your request to talk.
Hi, I'm not sure if this is what to do about this, but a younger girl got on at the, I think it was like where like Fessenden turns into St. Louis stop on my last trip here, and she kind of had this like she was, I don't know, she just had like a bag full of dolls, and we got to the end of the line, and I asked her where she was going, and she said Winco, and then I asked her if she knew how to get to Winco, and she said no, and then I asked her if her mom or dad knew she was here, and then she's like, I'm going to go to the Safeway. She wandered off to the Safeway. She's like 7 or 8, and I don't know, it just seemed like she might have run away or something. I don't know.
Okay, do you have a description of her?
Yeah, she's like a younger black girl. Her hair was curly, but it was pulled up into a bun, or like not like a bun, but like tied up on the top of her head. She was, I don't know, like 4 feet tall, maybe a little bit shorter. Like brown curly hair. She had on a purple jacket. She had a Winco bag with her, with like some dolls in it, and like a black and a blue plastic pencil case.
Okay, and she walked into the Safeway?
Yeah, she walked into the Safeway. I told her she could sit on the bus because I really had to go use the restroom up here. But when I was walking towards the laundromat to go use the restroom, I saw her. She was walking towards the Safeway.
Okay, if she comes back, let me know. I'm gonna let police know and see if they have any missing kids in the area.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it might be nothing, but it didn't seem like she was, you know, like riding with a purpose or anything, which is fine, but I just didn't want to make sure she's not lost or something.
No, that's good. I would have called it in too. Thank you. 824.